And after university, did your diabetes affect your choice of career?
No, it didn't. But I think that was because I was never really interested in the kind of things that I couldn't have done if I'd have had diabetes. I guess that was kind of lucky for me, because if I'd wanted to be a train driver or in the army or something, I'd have been thoroughly and utterly disappointed. It didn't really affect my choice in jobs. And even now, I don't find that it affects it too much, only that if you have a cold and you're off for a couple of days, you're probably off for a couple of days more than everyone else because you've got to get your blood sugar sorted as well.
So tell me then what jobs you've done.
Okay, well, I spent a long time studying at uni trying to get a textiles degree. I actually changed direction completely. I've done retail work in the past, working in shops. It's quite a bonus actually being diabetic, because it meant I had to have my lunch at a reasonable hour rather than getting it put off till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So that was a bonus. Currently and previously, I've been in customer service, which I do now, and I've just been promoted to a team leader's job. So I'm looking after my own team, which is great.
Back in the retail days, did your bosses or colleagues mind that you had to have lunch at a certain time?
I don't think they minded in principle, but I think when it meant that they all had to take an extra turn at having the really late lunch or the really early one, which people hated especially, they might have been secretly a little bit resentful. But I thought, oh, lucky me being diabetic, I could get to have my lunch at a decent time.
Did the people you worked with seem to know anything about diabetes?
People either say, I don't know anything at all, or they'll say, oh yes, my sister's got diabetes, or my mum or my cousin or somebody that they know from school. So actually, since I've got older, I've noticed that people seem to know more about diabetes. When I was first diagnosed at sort of 10 years old, people didn't really know at all or really understand. They thought it meant you couldn't have sugar at all, anytime, ever. Whereas it's more complicated than that.
Do you find that they make any assumptions about the fact that you've perhaps eaten too much sweet food? Or
interestingly enough, the situation cropped up last week where one of the ladies had brought in cream cakes for her birthday, and she was offering them around, and she said, Emma, have a cream cake. And I went, no, really, I mustn't, because I'm actually trying to lose weight. And the other lady that worked there said, now Emma's diabetic, you shouldn't keep trying to shove cakes and sweets in her direction. Whilst I thought, oh, how nice of her to think and act on my behalf, really, people should just, if you don't want it, it could be for any reason, not just diabetes.